from the bottom shelf to the left. The top shelf left is flour, and the right is sugar. Did we try to push the sugar? What's behind sugar? Oh, good. This is the bottom shelf left. Middle shelf is confection and brown sugar on the left, and blender on the right, and bottom shelf is confection sugar. Okay, mix it up. I don't know if that wasn't sweater. Okay, you want to do that purple thing?
Okay, good evening, everyone. So at the end of the share last night, we began discussing the idea of Ohel with Kalim. In other words, basically the idea of Ohel is when you make a structure, to protect yourself from the sun or the rain, something like that. But there's a Gemara which, according to the interpretation, of many Rishonim, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is states that the Isser of Ohel applies even on a barrel of wine, for example. If there's if the wine doesn't go all the way up to the top, and there's a tefach of airspace between the top of the wine and where the cover goes, so putting on the cover, if you cover it in completely, would be an Isser of a CSO. The Gemara says you're not allowed to cover the barrel completely. You have to leave it partially open, because once it's partially open, since it's food, the OL is pretty much worthless. It doesn't provide any decent protection. Now, however, to clarify one thing, an OL like this, which is not really meant to be an OL, it's just meant to be a cover. And you don't need, you're not trying to have the airspace specifically, you're just trying to cover it. It's not like a regular OL. A regular OL, you want to create a covering with space for people to go or things to go. You need some space underneath it. Here, you don't need any space under the cover. In other words, if the food went all the way up to the top, that's just as good for your purposes. You're not really trying to make an ohel. So in cases like that, the halacha is it's only usser if you make the cover and the mechitzas, the walls as well. But the walls are made already. The barrel already has the walls. You're just putting on the cover. So why is it usser? So Poskim say, and we'll just talk about the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that two possibilities. Number one, if it's very wide, it's a very wide opening, then it's usser even if you don't make the mechitzas. Even if the mechitzas are made on their own, but it's a very wide opening which you're covering, that's also usser alst ohel. Even this type of ohel, which is sort of like unintentional, it's still usser when it's very wide. And number two, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you moved the barrel to a certain or the keli to a certain location, and in order to cover it there, then it's like you made the mechitzas. Even though you didn't make them, but you situated them in this place, and then you covered it. So that's considered that you made the mechitzas and covered it. You made the ol. So even if it would not be very wide, so the possible application to us would be a pot. You have a chicken soup pot, and now. So you say, well, the average chicken soup pot is probably not called very wide. We don't know the exact definition of very wide. I mean, it doesn't give us any, as far as I know, any shear, any clue really as to what's called very wide. So I did see, though, for example, in Rishmul Kamenetsky Sefer, he says, well, if you're talking about institutional size, you're talking about in a yeshiva kitchen or whatever it is, some sort of, you know, a kitchen that feeds many people, then their pots would probably qualify for very wide, and therefore the concern would be a greater concern there. So now, but as I said, in our kitchen also, even if it's not very wide, but if you move the pot somewhere to cover it, meaning if you took the pot out to the dining room to serve soup, and then you recovered it, so that's not, you don't move it there to cover it at all. You move it there to serve it. But let's say the cover is, you left the cover back in the kitchen and you moved the pot out to the dining room. Now you moved it back to the kitchen to cover it and put it away. So again, now you're in this area, this potential problem. You're in this potential issur that you moved the pot back to the kitchen with the intention of covering it and putting it away. So if you put the cover on, you're going to be making an oil. So is there any way out of this? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, well, before Rav Shlomo Zalman, a lot earlier than Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Taz, a few hundred years earlier, the Taz says that if it's a cover which is designated for this keli, then it doesn't apply. The Gemara is talking about, he says, when you have a barrel and you take some sort of whatever it may be, sheet or something or other to cover it, which is not a designated cover for this barrel, that's where you have a problem of oil. But if it's a designated cover for this barrel, then for this keli, says the Taz, it's not usur. Now, the Mishnah Brura rejects that. The Mishnah Brura has a kasha on the Taz, you know, but those who want to more studious and the men who want to look into it, take a look at the Bir Halacha there at the end of Shin Tes Vav, and the last sif. The Bir Halacha has a kasha on the Taz, and he doesn't agree, La Halacha, he doesn't agree with this chiddush of the Taz. So according to Mishnah Brura, even if it's a designated cover, it's still a problem. However, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but if it's more than just designated, it's designed, it has like a handle on it, it's shaped, it's clearly a pot cover. Not just that it's something that you set aside to cover your pot. It's anybody who looks at it would say this is a pot cover because it's shaped as a pot cover and has a handle. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, then that's for sure okay. Even he seems to be saying, even if you don't hold to the Taz, but this is even more pashut, and you wouldn't have a problem. So some accept that chiddush of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, some don't. But even if we'll accept Rosh Shlomo Zalman's chiddush, but that's only going to be the pot cover. Let's say you're not using the pot cover. Let's say you're using tinfoil. You have some tinfoil which you cut before Shabbos, and you're using that to cover your soup pot. Maybe because you lost the cover. We have some pots like that where the covers are gone. Sometimes during the week we'll just use a different cover, but on Shabbos you cut off a piece of foil. Or let's say you want to put in the refrigerator and you specifically don't want to use the cover because the cover is too high with the handle, with the knob in the middle, or the cover is not convenient, and you specifically want to cover with tin foil, then that, even according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, would not be okay. It's not designated. It's just a piece of foil. I just cut out for it on Friday. But besides that, designated, we said, is not so pashut. It's certainly not designed to be this a pot cover. So we would have this issue, and there would be makom to be machmir, not to move the pot back to the kitchen, or not just back to the kitchen, but not to, you know, move it over somewhere and then cover it in that spot. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says one who's not machmir on this shouldn't be criticized or chastised, because there are rishonim that are makel, but Shulchan Aruch is not makel, says the Mishnah Berurah. So you should try to keep it. You should try to be careful. But if you know someone that's not careful about this, you could find something else to rebuke him over. Don't rebuke him over this. But however, a solution would be the following. I'm not sure if I mentioned this yet, but there's a principle in all these halachas of OL that if you make the OL backwards in the opposite order, it's mutter, meaning, I think I might have mentioned that, I don't know, mimala lamata, meaning that means the top to the bottom. So if you first hold the cover in place, whatever you want to use, whether it's the pot cover, whether it's the foil, you hold it, or one person holds it, and then somebody else puts the pot under it. Instead of putting the cover on the pot, you put the pot onto the cover. That's mutter. As long as it's not the normal way of doing things, which is clearly not by a pot. But very few people during the week would cover their pots by holding the cover in the air and then sliding the pot onto the cover. So to do that on Shabbos, that's mutter lechatchila. So if you want to be makbel in this halacha, and it's a nice thing to be makbel, especially if you're not using the pot cover. If you're using the pot cover, which is an official pot cover, he says, look, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is Genug from here. You could say that, and okay, you know, it's not, you know, it's hard to argue with that. But although I should tell you, Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Sefer doesn't agree with Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He holds that svara of designed is only if you hold like the Taz. We don't hold like the Taz. We don't. So, okay. But anyway, but certainly if you're using foil or something else to cover the pot, there's good makom to be machmir, and instead of covering the pot, with putting the cover on the pot, put the pot under the cover. Now, another case would be, let's say, a toy chest or a big box that you might have a big egg box that you use for whatever it may be, books, as far as that you can use on Shabbos, or toys or clothing or something, and you go to it on Shabbos and it has a cover. Not now, if it's just a box with flaps that you just put the flaps, that's for sure okay. If the cover is attached to the box, that's for sure okay, even without the ties. But if it doesn't have, if the cover is not attached, you have a separate piece. People have these big plastic bins where they store Purim costumes or a host of other things. And if you have to go to it on Shabbos, and now you want to recover it, so if it's filled all the way to the top, so when you recover, there's no tefach, there's no space of a tefach of 3.5 inches between the cover and the paraphernalia inside, then there's no problem. But let's say there is a space. It doesn't go all the way up to the top. And you don't want to fill it with more things. So then there's a big malkum to be machmir. So you say, okay, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, again, as long as you're using the designed plastic cover that's designed for this and clearly meant for this and it clicks into place, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you have no problem. But if you want to be machmir not like that, or if you're not using that, you're using a sheet which you use to cover it because the plastic cover is missing or whatever else, then you have a real, you really should be machmir on this. And especially these boxes, they might even be considered very wide. Remember I said before, if it's very wide, then even if you didn't move it, it's a problem. This might be called, quote unquote, very wide. We don't have a shear for very wide. But I think these boxes are bigger than an institutional size pot, than the circumference of an institutional size pot, which Shmuel Kamenetsky assumes is considered very wide. So they would definitely be welcome to be machmer on these things, on the toy chest and whatever. And especially, I'll just mention this briefly, but especially if it's something which was wide enough to hold 40 saw, meaning if it's an amma by an amma by 3 ammas, an amma is about roughly 22.5 inches. If it's 22, if the dimensions of this box are 22.5 inches by 22.5 inches by 3 times that, 67.5 inches, something like that, an amma by an amma by 3 ammas, then it's a real genuine shiloh, because it's not called a keli anymore. Something that's that big, it holds 40 saw, which is the measure of mikveh water, not the water you see when you go to the mikveh. It has much more than 40 saw. The minimum shear of mikveh water is 40 saw. A box that holds 40 saw is not even called a keli. It's called, it's already called like a bias, like a reshus. So then for sure you should be machmir, and don't cover it. Don't cover it in Shabbos. What should you do? Ask somebody to please hold the cover just in place, and then when they're holding the cover, you know, at the right height, you slide the box or move the box or pick the box up and push it onto the cover, and that's the way you get it covered rather than in the conventional fashion. Okay, thank you very much. A reminder, tomorrow night, I expect to be out of town, Bez Hashem, so there will not be a shiur tomorrow night, Tuesday night. I hope, Bez Hashem, to resume the shiur on Wednesday. Zayig is in the shark. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good night.
I mean, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.